Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here we go with Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can get more value in the valley at pvcu.org. Ask about their great rates on refinancing your car loan. No payments until the end of summer, which is a good deal. And now Dina's got your fresh gossip. What do we have, Dina?
All right. Nominations for the 2020 Emmy Awards were announced yesterday. Pharrell Williams, Ingrid Michaelson, Sheila E. They were all recognized. This one we found interesting. Jennifer Lopez and Shakira have been nominated for their Super Bowl halftime show earlier this year. I didn't know that could be a thing. I didn't know it could get nominated.
Wait, it was good.
What's the thing? Is it the title like Best Super Bowl Halftime Show? How many options are there?
Yeah, is this like MTV where they used to create categories? Do you remember?
I think so. I didn't know this was a category, but it was nominated for Outstanding Variety Special Live.
Mm-hmm.
And it got other nominations too for like directing a variety special, lighting design for variety special, anything that was in a variety special category it got nominated for.
And judges, right. I'm sure, love Shakira. Who does not love Shakira?
And Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, yeah, and her too.
but let's see, as far as other nominations, Watchmen picked up 26, including a lead actress nod for Regina King.
Wow.
She got 20 nominations. Or actually, no, wait, 20 nominations for The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel got it. The most nominated comedy. Hmm. Ozark and Succession tied for most nominated drama with 18 each. The Mandalorian got 15 nominations. So did that show that you and I love, Lopez, Up the Creek, we'll call it.
Something Creek.
And in the race of networks, Netflix made history with 160 nominations, the most ever for any network.
I love Netflix. So fun. I scan through so many movies. I spend more time doing that than watching movies. Anybody else? Honestly, I do.
Maybe that'll be a category, the most scanned movies network. but yeah, I have a whole list for you as far as actors and actresses are concerned. You can check that out at dinasdirt.com and see if your favorites got nominated.
How nice of you.
Cool.
You're welcome. Mackenzie Scott, Amazon head honcho Jeff Bezos' ex-wife, is donating nearly $2 billion to quite a few charities. Quite a few. She acknowledged the position she's in, said she wanted to help those whose equal participation is essential to the construction of a better world. And she did her research to find what she called the most deserving efforts in charity. So there's a whole list of people who are getting tons of money. It looks like the most is going to racial equality. They're getting $586 million.
Wow.
Yep.
Do you think
also,
this is...
you know,
oh, go ahead.
Oh, supporting like public health, climate change, LGBTQ+, so many great charities getting money from her.
I wonder if Jeff Bezos is like feeling like, hey, she's outdoing me here. I don't know what kind of money he gives her. That's
easy. Billion.
Every opportunity
he doesn't
to step
do a lot.
I know he does
right.
it. He needs to be challenged.
Every opportunity to step up. Well, we told you Kim Kardashian reunited with Kanye West in Wyoming. There was some hysterical crying, as you can see in the pictures. They're keeping the kids at home because they don't want them to be involved in this. There's talk that they might be discussing divorce. And in the meantime, Kanye's still going forward with his presidential ambitions. He's put in paperwork to get on the New York ballot, the New Jersey ballot, and let's see, Missouri, Oklahoma. According to people, he is not stopping. So we'll see how this meeting with them goes and how long she'll stay there to try to work it out.
Be weird. Like on the ballot, you see all the names, and then you see him and then his new album cover right next to his name.
Oh. Good way to promote.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Yeah. Can I do that for us?
And next time you're watching an Oakland A's game and you think you hear Tom Hanks' voice, that is Tom Hanks' voice. He's a California native, a former Oakland Coliseum vendor, and he is coming back to have his voice mixed in with the crowd noise. You'll be hearing him yell out, "It's not a ball game without a hot dog, colossal hot dogs."
Oh, yeah, because they're faking the crowd yes. noise because there's nobody in the stadiums.
Right.
Yeah.
He's just throwing his voice in there randomly?
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
Oh, can we do that?
And finally, in breaking news, Lopez is awesome. Are you happy I threw it in?
Oh, okay. That's
your dirt at 640. I know.
Don't
more
play
fresh
into
stuff.
Him.
I'm trying not to.
Hey,
more fresh stuff.
More.
Indeed, I started at 740 with 94.7
WMAS. More about me next hour.
Yeah.
Here we go. It's Dina's Dirt at the 40 at 741. Let's find out what's going on in the world of Hollywood. It's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. You get more value in the valley, and you can have no payment, no car payment, when you refinance your car loan. You don't have to pay anything till the end of summer. For all the details, visit pvcu.org. All right. Details on dirt. That's Dina's department. What's going on?
All right. Is Game of Thrones author George R.R. Martin going to prison? According to Express... Whoa. Hey, this is serious stuff here.
Okay.
No joke. According to Express, he had posted on his blog, "If I don't have the Winds of Winter in hand when I arrive in New Zealand for Worldcon 2020, you have my formal written permission to imprison me in a small cabin overlooking a lake until I'm done."
That sounds like a nice prison.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
There might be a loophole, though.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Worldcon is not happening on site this year. Instead, it will be a virtual Con Zealand instead. Mm-hmm. And George was supposed to be at the Worldcon as the master of ceremonies where he would unveil the new book. Mm-hmm. But now that he won't physically be on site, is he off on that technicality?
Mm-hmm.
See, you know, he hasn't said.
I think he should just ask people, like, what do you think should happen next? Mm-hmm. And then just have them write the story for him.
Just have everyone, yeah.
Right,
yeah,
like, yeah, what would be good ending, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What I think should happen next is he should just finish the dang book, because we've been waiting almost 10 years for this.
Don't rush awesomeness, okay?
All right. We told you about the Emmy nominations earlier this morning, which you can find at dinasdirt.com. See if your favorites were nominated. Now, here are some of the surprises and the snubs. So, although The Morning Show, Little Fires Everywhere, and Big Little Lies were all nominated, Reese Witherspoon, who starred in all three of those, was completely overlooked. She didn't get one nomination, but her co-stars like Jennifer Aniston, Kerry Washington, Meryl Streep, Laura Dern, they all got nominations.
Wow. That's,
yeah.
That's
what a snub.
Sad, yeah.
Yep. Not the year for Pose, Big Little Lies, or This Is Us. They were all missing from the drama category, and that was a surprise. Elizabeth Moss didn't get nominated, but her show The Handmaid's Tale got multiple nominations. So I'm very surprised. Her performance in that is spectacular. So I'm surprised she didn't get a nomination. Hmm. Zendaya got a nomination for her work in Euphoria. It's her first nomination, but the show itself was overlooked. And here's what I'm scratching my head over.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brad Pitt managed to get a guest actor nomination for his portrayal of Dr. Anthony Fauci
on SNL.
The at-home version of SNL.
Yes, it was hilarious.
What?
It was so funny.
Didn't he do it just like once and it was kind of funny? But
right. Yeah. It was topical,
that's really
though.
Really, an Emmy nomination?
It was good. A lot of women on the panel, probably.
Okay, how do you think that makes somebody like Reese Witherspoon feel? I'm just saying.
Well,
okay,
she can get booked on SNL.
Yeah, maybe she should have played Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, we don't know what's going to happen in court with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. The judge still has yet to make a decision. But in the meantime, on the last day of court, Johnny decided he was going to thank his fans for supporting him. So any of those fans that were outside of the courtroom, they all received a handwritten note from Johnny thanking them for their support. That he handed out black and white bandanas as well. So I guess it's just his way of letting his fans know, like, no matter what happens here, I appreciate you being out here for me. So
wow, really handwritten.
Nice of him.
Because I know sometimes you can print stuff and it looks like it's like stuff you get in the mail. You're like, did they really sign this or not?
Okay, well, I don't know if they were handwritten by him, but we're going to see.
Handwritten by his team.
It might have been. That's what all those lawyers are for. from the book Finding Freedom, we're finding out that Thomas Markle told the Sun that his daughter and her husband need to stop whining. He said of Meghan and Harry, "This is the worst time in the world for them to be whining and complaining about anything because people are suffering due to coronavirus. I love my daughter, but I don't appreciate what she's become right now." And Thomas makes an appearance in the book quite a few times, including when he talked about not getting any protection, according to OK Magazine. He said, the fact the royals advised them to get me help and they refused to do so is incredible news.
Wow.
I feel like he's whining more than they are.
Maybe.
And I like this idea for a new book I'm going to write called The Whining. It's like The Shining. Mm-hmm. The Whining.
Starring Jack Nicholson as Thomas Markle.
Mm-hmm.
Vice versa. And that's your Dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
It's 8:39 with the Kellogg crew, just a few seconds away from 8:40. And now time for Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can get more value in the valley. It's hot outside, but you can freeze your car payment until the end of the summer by refinancing your car loan. For details, visit pvcu.org for details. And now, dirt details. What's going on, Dina?
All right. This is quite interesting. See if you can wrap your head around this one. Screen Rant says that the role of Willy Wonka in Tim Burton's remake in 2005, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, could have been played by Dwayne The Rock Johnson instead of Johnny Depp.
Wow. That's a big difference. That's not just like, hey, we're close. That's wow.
I know. And I feel like Dwayne The Rock Johnson is just too big, like to like enormous of a person. Like he's like what, over 6 feet tall, and he's intimidating looking, even though he's got like that big friendly smile. He doesn't have that Willy Wonka oddness to him.
Funny kids running off scared of him.
But he said it was many years ago when he was starting out in Hollywood, and he didn't really have the acting experience to pull it off yet. And it went to Johnny Depp, who at the time was like the biggest star in the world. But, you know, he was pleased that Tim Burton considered him for what he says was all of 7 seconds. And it meant a lot to him. But, you know, he's not holding it against him. He showed his kids the original movie starring Gene Wilder and said, this morning I introduced my babies to one of my all-time faves, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. They loved it. Now fully expect me to deliver a room full of chocolate and candy.
Yeah. But at least The Rock was in Jumanji.
That's true.
Was a fun movie. Yeah.
Totally. Yes. Those actors made that movie. I love that movie.
Yep.
In case you didn't know. Jessica Simpson has been up and down with her weight over the years. She's been always open about it. She talked about it in her book, Open Book, noting that her problems with her weight started when she was just 17 and kicking off her career. But now she has posted a picture of herself in jeans that she's had laying around for 14 years or so, saying, I figured that since I'm in the final hour of my 30s, I'd give them another try. Hello, 40. So nice to meet you. And you can see the picture at okmagazine.com. And I understand why she's happy and she lost all this weight. She lost over 100 pounds.
Wow.
And last year, you know, at 5'3", she was 240 pounds. And that's when she turned to a celebrity trainer who helped her lose the weight. But I looked at the picture and I wanted to be happy for her. But part of me was sad because I felt like she looked so skinny and gaunt that I want her to be healthy. I want her to be healthy and happy, you know, and forget about this. How much do I weigh? And, you know, just look the way you want to look. Who cares what other people think?
Yeah, just when you're comfortable. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you think,
I hope.
Yeah, and as she gets older, too, you would think that'd be less of an issue, too. Because as you get older, you just got to let yourself go anyway.
What?
At least I do.
It doesn't have to be that you have to let yourself go, but you don't have to conform to everybody else's standards.
That's nicely put. Yes.
Lisa Marie Presley's ex-husband, Michael Lockwood, is using her son Benjamin's recent death to help his divorce and custody battle. This is sickening. He filed legal documents asking a judge to take away Lisa Marie's primary custody of their twin girls, claiming that her son's death caused a new and significant concern of her potentially relapsing, and that it's a greater likelihood of her to relapse into alcohol and drugs with her two little kids around. So I know this is why they call them ugly divorces, I guess. Their next trial is set to begin August 13th, according to People. And Chris Hemsworth's wife, Elsa Pataky, may have had a role in Fast and the Furious, but that doesn't mean she should have the confidence to drive her kids through a flooded road. Ace Chauvez has photos of her car stalled out on this flooded area of a road. And, like, it's a long road, and it's pretty flooded, but she and her kids had to climb out the window. She kind of made light on it on social media. And even though the water was only maybe knee deep, I don't know, a lot of people kind of slammed her for it. They made it out of the car okay, and the car was towed. But Chris Hemsworth was nowhere to be seen. He was probably, you know, thoring his way around the world, helping others in need.
Meanwhile, she's over there with the towboat.
Yeah, instead of a tow truck, they should have called a towboat. Good point. Yeah.
Tugboat. That's
And that's your Dirt at 840. Get all the reports and the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.